Historiography of Medieval India. In the Mughal period, a new kind of historiography, that of official histories or namas, came into being in India under Persian influence. Akbar introduced the practice by commissioning officials or others to write the history of his new empire, giving them access for this purpose to state archives. The practice continued down to the reign of Aurangzeb, who however stopped it in his 11th reignal year. Royal autobiographers. The most important royal autobiographies are Babarnama of Babur and the Tujuk-e-Jahangiri of Jahangir. The Babarnama or Tujuk-e-Babri is the memoirs of Babur, founder of the Mughal Empire and a great-great-great-grandson of Timur. It is written in the Chagatai language known to Babur as Turki, the spoken language of the Andijan Timurids. During the reign of Emperor Akbar, the work was translated into Persian, the usual literacy language of the Mughal court, by a Mughal courtier, Abdul Rahim Khane Khana. Tujuk-e-Jahangiri is the autobiography of Mughal Emperor Jahangir. It is written in Persian and follows the tradition of his great-grandfather Babur, who had written the Babarnama. Though Jahangir went a step further and besides writing on the history of his reign, he included details such as his reflections on art, politics and information about his family. Jahangir wrote the memoirs in stages through most of his life until 1622 AD. Historiography during the reign of Akbar. In Akbar's reign, four histories were written besides other works of historical interest. Of the four, two were official histories written at the instance of the emperor himself. They are Tariq-i-Alfi, that is Millennial History, or Akbarnama by Abul Fazl. Two unofficial histories written in Akbar's reign are Tabqat-e-Akbari of Nizamuddin Ahmad and the hostile Muntakab-ut-Tariq of Abdul Qadir Badayuni. In 1582, Akbar ordered the writing of the Tariq-e-Alfi, which was to be a comprehensive history of the millennium of Islam. The history of the first 35 years of Islam after the death of the Prophet was written by a team of seven scholars of all shades of opinion. Mulla Ahmad of Thatta brought the work from the 36th year of the time of Genghis Khan, when the author was murdered. The rest of the work was brought up to the year 1588-89 by Asif Khan. In 1591, the millennial year, Badayuni, on the orders of the emperor, corrected the arrangement of dates etc. in the first two parts. The third volume was likewise corrected by its author Asif Khan. The work is arranged strictly in the chronological order. Events are recorded year by year, beginning with the first years of Prophet Muhammad's death. Akbarnama. The greatest among the histories sponsored by kings and financed by the state are Abul Fazl's twin works, the Akbarnama and the Ain-e-Akbari. The Akbarnama is the official chronicle of the reign of Akbar, commissioned by Akbar himself and written by his court historian and biographer Abul Fazl ibn Mubarak. It was written in Persian, which was the literary language of the Mughals, and includes vivid and detailed descriptions of his life and times. It was produced in the form of lavishly illustrated manuscripts. The book took 7 years to be completed. The original manuscripts contained many miniature paintings supporting the texts, thought to have been illustrated between 1592 and 1594 by at least 49 different artists from Akbar's imperial workshop, representing the best of the Mughal school of painting. Today, the illustrated manuscript of Akbarnama with 116 miniature paintings is at the Victoria and Albert Museum. Ain-e-Akbari. The Ain-e-Akbari is the third volume of Akbarnama, containing information on Akbar's reign in the form of administrative reports similar to a gazetteer. The Ain-e-Akbari is divided into five books. The Ain-e-Akbari is a detailed, descriptive, statistical record of the Mughal Empire in the 16th century. Abul Fazl. Abul Fazl ibn Mubarak was the Grand Vizier of the Mughal Emperor Akbar from his appointment in 1579 until his death in 1602. Abul Fazl was born in Agra in 1551, son of Sheikh Mubarak in a Hijazi family that migrated to India and settled at Nagaur near Ajmer. Presented to Akbar in 1574 by his brother, the poet Abul Faizi, the young scholar quickly rose to the position at the imperial court with his vast learning and devotion to the emperor. He was the author of the Akbarnama, the official history of Akbar's reign in 3 volumes. The 3rd volume is known as the Ain-e-Akbari and a Persian translation of the Bible. He was also one of the 9 jewels, that is Navratnas, of Akbar's royal court and the brother of Faizi, the poet laureate of Emperor Akbar. Tabqat-e-Akbari. Tabqat-e-Akbari was completed in 1593 and the author Nizamuddin Ahmad died the next year. The Tabqat-e-Akbari in 3 volumes is a history of 9 regions of the first 38 years of Akbar's reign. The account of the 38 years of Akbar's reign is written in the form of an annual chronicle, meticulously maintaining the chronological order of events. The contents of the work comprise information on accession of rulers to the throne, their wars, rebellions of the nobles, etc. Muntakhab-ut-Tawarikh. The Muntakhab-ut-Tawarikh is a history written with a vengeance intended to give a true version of the anti-Islamic heresies and innovations of Akbar's reign. The Muntakhab is written in 3 volumes. The 1st volume is a formal political history from Subuktugin to Humayun. The 2nd volume comprises of events of the first 40 years of Akbar's reign set in the form of an annual chronicle. The 3rd volume consists of a series of biographical sketches of the ulema, the physicians and poets of Akbar's court. Badayuni. Badayuni was born in August 1540 at Toda, brought up at Bhusawar. Badayuni regretted having been born at all. In 1574, Badayuni was presented to Akbar at Agra. It was the time when the young, determined emperor was feeling uneasy about the pretentious dominance of the ulema. Badayuni easily challenged the spurious profundity of the ulema and Akbar was pleased. Badayuni adopted rigidly orthodox attitudes towards the new flexibility, the more liberal thinking initiated by Akbar's policies. Akbar began to suspect that Badayuni was a fanatic. Badayuni criticized everything that Akbar did. Now, only such religious and social reforms as fixing the age of marriage and establishing poor houses, but administrative measures like the branding of horses and the Mansabdari system. Historiography under Jahangir, Shah Jahan and Aurangzeb from 1606 to 1707 AD. The practice of writing memoirs and official annals as well as private histories continued under Jahangir, Shah Jahan and Aurangzeb, though no work could measure up to the Akbarnama. Jahangir's own memoirs, Athir-e-Jahangiri, is an important history of the period, completed in 1630. Shah Jahan commissioned Abdul Hamid Lahori to write the history of his reign. Lahori wrote a detailed account, the Bashanama, though many of its details were of interest only to the nobles and courtiers of the time. The religious orthodoxy of Shah Jahan's reign is reflected in Lahori's introduction, which emphasizes that the one path to salvation is the path of the Sharia. In the matter of history writing, as in other matters of culture, Aurangzeb was not enthusiastic like his predecessors. Yet, he did not put a sudden end to the practice of his predecessors and directed Muhammad Qasim to write an account of his reign. Qasim began to work on Alamgir-nama, which was to be the official history of the reign of Aurangzeb. Historiography in 18th century. The political and economic decline of the Mughal Empire that had begun in the later half of Aurangzeb's reign became rapid after the emperor's death in 1707. Muhammad Saki Mustad Khan's Mathir e Alamgiri was a good history of the reign of Aurangzeb. Muntakhab ul Lubab by Kafi Khan, completed in 1773, and the Awal ul Qanun by Muhammad Qasim, written around 1738, are two works that give us a more or less faithful account of this historical period. Kafi Khan's Muntakhab is a complete history of the Mughals from Babur to the 14th year of Muhammad Shah's reign in 1733. Thank you.